Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Idyos, Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches. Did you ever hear of a professional olive boiler? What do professional olive boilers do? They boil olives. What they do is they boil the pulp of pressed olives in order to get more oil out of it. There are also dyers, colorers, who dye materials. And they use these large, like, tubs or vats or pots. Now, the last thing you want is that when either the olives or the paint starts boiling, that it should boil over the sides. So, what would they do to prevent it? They would stick clay around the top of the vat, around the top of this big pot, and that would give it more height. Shaila is this extension, which the Mishnah is going to refer to as Musaf HaYoira, what's added to the big pot. This added clay, is that considered part of the pot? Or is it a separate piece? L'mai nafka mina l'halacha, what difference does it make? Well, if it's part of the keli, it can become tame. If it's not part of the keli, it within itself is not a keli, so it won't become tame. So the Mishnah once again, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches, Heid Menachem ben Signai. Menachem ben Signai testified on that day, Al Musaf HaYoira, Musaf means what we add on, like the carbon Musaf, the extra carbon, we daven Musaf. Al Musaf HaYoira, on the part of the pot that was added on, this clay-like extension on top to make it higher, Shel Shol Kezesim, of the olive boiler Shehutame. The Batnura explains that Chazal learned from a pasuk that what's connected to a keli becomes tame if it's needed. And these olive boilers really needed this extra part on top. On the other hand, Vishel Tzaboyim, this special rim, this clay on top that's added to the pot of dyers, tahar. See, maybe it was there just in case, not to spill over. But for the most part, the dyers were not happy with this extra clay. They were worried about it, because when the dye comes up and mixes with the clay, you don't want paint with pieces of clay in it. But generally, they were careful, unlike the olive boilers, they were careful not to allow the paint to come up so high and mix with the clay. It's only if it happens. If it happens, they don't want it to spill. Memela, it's not really part of the keli. It doesn't help in the basic use of the keli. By the olives, the extension does. By the dyeing, by the paint, it doesn't. Now, the reason Menachem ben Signai had to testify about this is Shahi Oimrim Chilav Advar, because the Chachamim used to say just the opposite. That is, this added rim, the added clay of the olive boiler's pot that does not become tameh, while the rim of the painter's big vat or pot can become tameh. The Chachamim look at it this way. They say, look, whether we're talking about olives or we're talking about this special paint that we're cooking over here, the extra rim on top, added to the top of the pot, its purpose is, in case it boils over, it shouldn't spill off to the sides. It's not made for the basic use of the keli. I don't boil in this. I'm boiling in the pot. Now, what happens, sof kol sof, if it does spill over? So none of them want their product to spill over. But for the olive boilers, if it spills over, okay, nishkeferlich, you clean it up a little bit. The ones that are making the paint, when it spills over, they go, oy, 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 because the paint cost a lot of money. The last thing they want is for it to spill over. The male of the Chachamim look at it this way. The olive boiler, so some pulp comes over it, nishkeferlich. They don't want it to happen. They'll put it there for an extra measure of face protection, but they're not really focused on it. So it's not part of the keli. For the dyers, ooh, I need this, I can't lose any dye, it's too expensive. Ah, so for you, it is part of the keli. So again, one svar is to say, the olive boilers didn't care if the oil came up high, into where the clay is. Just gave them more room. So they made it part of the keli. The dyers, on the other hand, the painters said, no, we don't want our paint to come up high. Only if an emergency, if it boils up this high, we want it to be protected. But l'chatchila, we'll do everything possible to make sure that the paint doesn't touch the clay, it gets ruined. So for the olive boilers, it's part of the keli. For the dyers, it's not. That's the testimony of Menachem ben Signai. The Chachamim say just the opposite. The olive boilers really don't cry if something spills over, so it's not so important, the extra rim on top. The dyers are upset, even if a little bit spills over, because it's much more expensive than the pulp of the olives. And the melev, it's for the dyers that it's considered part of the keli. And again, once it's part of the keli, it could become tameh.